Oftentimes, one hears rabbis quote how the Amora Rabba used to begin his shiurim with a joke. I can tell you, I don't think a single time in my life I've heard somebody quote that for the joke shebo, that it's okay to start with a joke and then complete the sentence. The end of the same sentence in the Gemara is that after he did that, ki had rabba mikame defatach lehu l'rabbanan amar milta divdichuta, he would say a joke, uvadchi rabbanan, and get the rabbanan to joke, to laugh, lesof yatev be'emta ufatach b'shmata, then he would sit in fear and begin teaching the halacha, in trepidation for the Torah that he's learning, like it's Matan Torah, like Torah from Sinai, that it was given with thunder and lightning and fireworks. The Torah is not acquired with making jokes. The 18th of the Kinyanei Torah is a mi'ut sechok, to minimize, reducing our joking and our levity. That is in general, and especially when it comes to learning Torah. When the jokes come in, the Torah goes out, the Gemara says in Berachot. It's true. Great speakers employ tools such as jokes and stories to maintain people's attention and to demonstrate a point. It really is so important, it's so critical for good public speaking to be able to bring the audience up and down with you, from moments of seriousness to lighter moments. Chacham Etzion said this very strongly, that you have to minimize it as much as possible. Otherwise, it just becomes a joke. The shiur becomes a joke. All the sechok, it disturbs one's learning. It's like drowning in the sea of sechok and latzon. People get inebriated with their own jokes and they stop paying attention to their learning. And by the time they pull themselves back together, they've wasted many minutes, many precious minutes of learning time. At the same time, the Rambam tells us that we have to take the middle path. We can't be too lightheaded and joking, but we also can't be too serious. A person has to be sameach kol yamav benachat and sever panim yafot. But we have to keep in mind, one leitzanut, one misplaced joke, can negate 100 tochachot. A rabbi can be in the middle of giving so much musar that was so carefully calculated and articulated to make it as effective as possible. And all it takes is one Talmud to light a joke and set the entire building on fire. The Misilat Yesharim says how all the person's inspiration and amazement can be ruined and knocked down. All of his cheshbon nefesh can be negated because of just one joke. Whether we be learning at home or in person with the chavruta, as much as we can minimize the amount of jokes to keep us on track, we should try to. The very first joke's name was Amalek. He came and cooled off the waters of the mikveh that was protecting Am Yisrael. Do we want to be with Amalek on this one? Or do we want to be with B'nai Yisrael? Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen v'amen.